Broadcasting worldwide on the Golf Club Network, it's the Golf Club Radio Show with Danielle Tucker.
And you are in the clubhouse. It's another gorgeous day in Hawaii, and you can watch it on Golf Channel this morning. The season opener, Mitsubishi Electric Championship at beautiful Hualalai on the Big Island. There's so much history there. We're going to be talking with Dave Marr III. He's a Tower reporter, Golf Channel. You see him all the time. He's got great history in this game. But first, let's thank the people who make this show possible.
The Golf Club, brought to you by Acura of Honolulu. Now more than ever, choosing an Acura just makes sense. With this much traffic, you should ride in comfort. Introducing the Acura RLX and RLX Advance. Poipu Bay Golf Course, 18 championship holes, visually stunning. Nature and Robert Trent Jones Jr. conspired to create a stunning venue for golfers of all abilities, a unique and unforgettable golf experience. Poipu Bay Golf Course, Kauai's South Shore Jam. And Star Protection. Get your property threat and risk assessment, then protection for your home or business, for your concert or special event, like the Hyundai Tournament of Champions. Get the Star Team on your property. Star Protection is what you need in Hawaii and California.
I have had the most amazing January. We started off at the Hyundai Tournament of Champions at Kapalua. Then we went to the Sony Open in Hawaii. I was an honorary observer. I got to walk inside the ropes. I had people walking up to me this week saying, Danielle, I'm jealous. It is an experience if you ever get to do it inside the ropes, following the leaders at a tournament, walking down 18. It is amazing. Thank you so much to Russell, Luke, and all of the volunteers who did such an amazing job making the Sony Open in Hawaii and, of course, the Hyundai Tournament of Champions a wonderful event. And now we want to thank the volunteers at the Mitsubishi Electric Championship at Hualalai, where the Champions Tour is beginning its 2014 season. We've got 41 players teeing it up this week. It's all the beginning of Charles Schwab Cup, the quest for the cup. The field comprised of players having won a Champions Tour major in the previous five seasons or any Champions Tour victory in the last two seasons. John Cook is the defending champion. And look who's at the top of the leaderboard, the man who's about to get married. It's Rocco Mediate. Let's bring in now the man who's on scene, who knows it all, Dave Marr III. Welcome to the show.
Great to be here in Hawaii. Great to be on the show, Danielle. Thank you.
And thank you. What are your impressions? I mean, you've been to Hualalai on so many occasions. What do you think of starting off the season on the Big Island, the farthest point away from so many places?
Well, but it's the closest point to any Champions Tour member's heart, whoever has been here, those who are trying to get here. It's interesting to watch a number of the players when they win for the first time. The immediate thought isn't about the check or even the trophy of the tournament they just won. The first thing they say to me when they're coming off of the green after having just holed the putt, haven't even signed the card, is, that's right, I get to go to Hualalai. So everyone's looking forward to getting to the Big Island. And it's interesting because I've seen, I'll never forget, Lonnie Nielsen had played here for 2 years after his win on Long Island. His exemption had run out. His wife, Mary Jo, is such a dear lady. He won in New York again, in upstate New York. And as he was coming off, I was watching the two of them. And he gives her a kiss before he's gone to the scoring tent. And he says, I told you I'd get you back to Hualalai. And it was just the cutest thing ever. We all spend 6 months of the year smiling because we've just been to the Big Island and felt the aloha spirit of these islands and the people and the tournament and the championship. And then we spend the next 6 months with a big smile knowing we get to come back.
No, we've got Fred Couples and Tom Watson and Bernard Langer and Nick Price and Kenny Perry and Rocco Mediate and Tom Lehman, Jay Haas, Fred Funk, John Cook, Mark Calcavecchia. Dan Forsman is at the top. He was the 2012 champion back, I mean, what was it, 24 putts yesterday?
Amazing round from him and from Rocco as well, who, as you said, is getting married here at Hualalai on Monday. And was so dodgy with his back before the round started yesterday. He almost didn't tee it up or shoot 9 under par.
And then beware the injured or sick golfer.
Exactly.
And speaking of backs, how's Fred Couples? Did you see? And did anybody see the bounce What was, and I missed the where he was teeing off from, when that ball bounced into the lava or onto the cart path and came back onto the course?
Into the lava, on the cart path, back onto the green, and made an eagle. He literally, after he hit the ball, he reached over to his caddy and he said, okay, give me another ball, because he was so deep in the lava, he knew it was gone. And, you know, once it starts rattling around in there, if you ever find it, if it's not played as out of bounds or a lateral hazard, you've got to, your drop is going to be in the lava as well. So he literally reached over to Casey and said, give me another ball. And then saw this big high bounce. Said, wait a minute. Let's see what happens here. Then it hits the corner of the cart path. Next thing you know, he's got an eagle putt, which he's for a couple. So he's got to make that one after those bounces. And triggering him on to a pretty solid round at 65.
Yeah, it was, when I watched, he was so laissez-faire walking towards it like, yeah, that's California cool.
Exactly. Exactly. But he knew how lucky he got.
Oh, man. And, you know, once the ball goes, did he play the same ball? That's the first thought in my mind was, once a golf ball hits lava, lava's like glass. It cuts. Usually your ball's destroyed. But you have to play the same ball that goes into the lava fields that comes out.
Unless it's cut, unless it is out of shape or all that, you can take it out of play.
Ah.
So he, and especially when it's on the green, very easy to do so as he marked the ball. And he said there was definitely some lava damage as it was all cut up.
Oh, yeah. Most people, once it's like a lava, forget it. That ball's done. I don't care what it's made out of. So we're having a fabulous time. We're talking right now with Dave Marr, Golf Channel, play-by-play host, tower reporter. He's on the Champions Tour. He's a Champions Tour host. But what I'm trying to get to is he also hosts the Champions Tour Learning Center. I'll be able to speak English soon. This is on Golf Channel once a week. Who do you bring into the learning center?
Well, frankly, as far as I'm concerned, and you know, no slam on any of our other wonderful instructors, but I get a chance to have three or four Champions Tour players each week. It might be one of the hottest golfers out on the tour, like at the end of this week, may end up being Rocco or Dan Forsman. We spoke to Rocco also. He's going to be hosting one of our shows in the next couple of weeks.
Wow.
And they'll tell us what they're working on, keys to their success. We'll reenact an important shot from the previous week's tournament. And each week, it's a number of Hall of Fame members. We've got Fred Couples coming up. We've got any number. It could be a week where we've got entire week of Hall of Fame members. Or U.S. Open winners telling us how they won the U.S. Open and how they hit the shots that they each won in order to win. Have Fred Couples hit that shot from the bank at Augusta in 1992 to go on and win on the 12th hole. So, I mean, it's some of the greatest names in the game, giving us some of the greatest instruction in the game, talking about some of the greatest shots they've ever hit and ways to make your game better. It's an amazing show.
It's on Golf Channel. It's called Champions Tour Learning Center. Find it, DVR it, TiVo it, whatever you can to see it, because it's a very, very good show. I'd like to talk a little bit with you about the way you got into the game. This is Dave Marr III. Now, if Dave Marr, the name sounds... Now, this isn't Dave Marr from the Ryder Cup years. This is Dave Marr III. We're going to take a real quick break and come back and talk to him about how he grew up in the game. We'll be back after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
Why wait to drive the Acura ILX? Why wait to experience design with purpose? An exterior so unique, you have to see it to believe it. Why wait to grab life by the wheel when you can do it now with paddle shifters in the Acura ILX? Why wait another 25 years to get what you want? The 2014 Acura ILX. Don't wait. Have a quarter-life crisis.
The 2014 ILX. Visit your local Acura dealer today.
The Acura RDX is incredibly spacious, with over 38 inches of rear legroom and over 76 cubic feet of cargo space. With leather-trimmed seating surfaces, the RDX interior was named one of Ward's 10 Best. The 2014 Acura RDX. Create your own space in the world. Acura reminds you to properly secure items stored in cargo area.
The 2014 RDX. Visit your local Acura dealer today.
Star Protection Agency, providing security across Hawaii since 1991. Licensed and bonded. Property guard and patrol services. Loss prevention. Star Protection provides the security you need with the industry-leading internet-based reporting system. One call does it all. 532-3911 or on the web at starprotectionagency.com. Star Protection, locally owned with people you trust.
I'm talking right now with Dave Marr. He is on Golf Channel right now. He's actually at Hualalai. And I was just looking up at the times that you can watch. If you're on the East Coast, you can watch the Champions Tour at Hualalai. Starts at 7 o'clock in the evening, prime time. And it's 2 o'clock in the afternoon if you're watching here in Hawaii. Great. I mean, just hearing the shots that we saw. The eagle putt by Fred Couples was truly something we'll probably see in replay several more times. The leaderboard, after one round, Rocco Mediate shot a 63 yesterday, Dan Forsman a 64, Steve Elkington a 65 with Fred Funk as well, Tom Pernice Jr. a 65, Fred Couples the 65, Jadon Blake right behind with that 66, Mark O'Meara with a 66, Bart Bryant, Jeff Sluman, Bernard Langer, this is a very tight leaderboard. Who do you see? I heard that Rocco said that his hip was giving him trouble. What do you think? Who do you think is going to come through this field? Dave Marr III.
So hard to tell here at Hualalai. I'll go back about 5 years to Don Pooley having a three-shot lead on Sunday, and he shoots 65 and didn't even get into a playoff. Lauren Roberts shot 61 on Sunday to win by a shot. So here at Hualalai, anything can happen because guys can get hot. You get a guy like Rocco yesterday, who again, his hip and his kind of his back just really feeling awful, goes out and shoots 63. So I think if you take a look at the overall leaderboard, you've got Dan Forsman, who's got some success here. We spoke about that to a degree. Rocco, there seems to be just something magical and loving in these islands. Mm-hmm. Bernhard Langer won on his 25th wedding anniversary for his wife, who was stuck back in Florida. This is back 5 years ago. His wife's in Florida. His eldest daughter's with him. So he wins on his anniversary to say happy anniversary to his wife. Rocco's getting married on Monday.
Right. Well,
maybe Jessica's going to get a little present.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah.
Watch out for Steve Elkington, though. He has not won on the Champions Tour, and he, you know, such an unbelievable golf swing. This could be the week and the year that he claims his victory and sort of launched himself to a great year. But again, Fred Couples, just a couple shots back, he's trying to refocus himself on Champions Tour golf, play some more tournaments this year, and put himself in a position to win the year-long Charles Schwab Cup, race that he never won before.
No, and that's, you know, I know Steve Elkington is ferocious. I mean, he's a fierce competitor, and he wants to win. Everybody does, but there's something about Steve that's, you know, he's on Twitter, and if you follow Twitter, he's very outspoken, and I think that just translates into his game. There's a drive and a desire there. We're talking with Dave Marr III, Golf Channel, of course, the play-by-play host and tower reporter, and you see him interviewing. He's the lead interviewer with the guys on the ground. Now, Dave Marr is the son of 1965 PGA champion and 1981 Ryder Cup captain Dave Marr. And we've got a Ryder Cup year, and Tom Watson is there at Hualalai at the Mitsubishi Electric Championship. This is, you must be watching this very carefully. What was it like growing up with your dad and being surrounded by these incredibly great golfers?
Well, it was something that I guess as a young boy, young child, you don't really know. Who's who? Those are all our dad's friends, and we grew up in New York, so his friends included Mickey Mantle and Frank Gifford, but also Nicklaus and Palmer and all those guys. And all I knew was that they were, you know, really warm and friendly guys who people like to be around and get autographs from and all that, but they were kind of like my uncle, certainly over here on the islands, the way you treat good friends. And the golf community was so tightly bonded back then that even now, after Dad passed away 16 and a half years ago, all those gentlemen treat me as, you know, a surrogate member of their family, a nephew, something along those lines.
So it's really sweet.
It really is. It's really sweet, and it's something that also has allowed me to take a look, a different kind of look at these golfers. I love the talent that they have out on the golf course, but the guys that I really like are the ones who are, you know, decent people and the way they treat their families. And the Champions Tour is so full of those types of guys. If you go down our leaderboard, I mean, I don't want to skip anybody
I know, it's hard, isn't it?
It's so hard, but I mean, Fred Funk and Fred Couples, Fred Funk's going through a tough time right now because his eldest son has just gone off to college, and Sharon Funk, that family is so tight, they're missing their son Taylor so badly over here, it's not even funny. And you've got Bernhard Langer, whose four kids are also getting older and graduating, and Tom Lehman's brought a couple of his family members over here, one son and one daughter, and it's just it's great to see life go on the Champions Tour with the victories that happen and the trophies that are hoisted. But behind the scenes, these people are living interesting, difficult lives in many ways. Try and teach your kids things on the road, and keep them grounded, and yet still be in the public eye. It's interesting still all these years later.
What you say is keep them grounded while they're in the public eye.
Exactly.
Yeah, that was probably a challenge your dad, Dave Marr, had. And there is the Shell Oil Dave Marr Memorial Award that Marr's last assignment as a broadcaster had been to host Shell's Wonderful World of Golf. Is that award still given today?
It's actually been combined into and is now given by Insperity folks down at the Insperity Championship in Houston, and it's meant to honor those who have had sportsmanship, honesty, integrity in the game. And the names that are on that trophy or on that award would just be such a source of pride for Dad, who was the son of a golf professional that passed away at 14 years old, when Dad was 14 years old.
Wow.
So growing up in the game, Dad cared about how people treated the game, how they played the game, more than how many trophies they won. Turned out a lot of the guys who won a bunch of trophies are great sportsmen as well. So it's really something that our family looks on with pride right now. And Nick Price is going to be the awardee this year in May. And Nick is one of the exceptional gentlemen and human beings in our game. He lost his dad when he was very young, when Nick was young. And he decided he was not going to be an absentee dad, even though he was a golfer. And when his kids were, you know, pre-high school age, they said, "Dad, you know, we don't like traveling in the summertime during our break to all these tournaments. We want to have a summer vacation." So he stopped going to the PGA Championship, where he's a two-time past winner, the Open Championship, where he's a past winner, and he made sure he took that time out and with his dad in the summertime in the heart of his schedule. Who knows how many majors he would have won had he been a golfer first and a father second, but that wasn't his priority.
Wow, that is something we probably wouldn't see today, or if it were to happen, there would be a media storm and frenzy criticizing the man, you know? Why isn't he showing up for the majors?
Exactly.
Speaking of showing up, we've got some guys on the PGA Tour that are getting really close to the Champions Tour, and Steve Stricker is one person that comes to mind. You know, Steve is obviously strong on the PGA Tour. He's cut back his schedule. He can really dedicate himself to those events. Do you see him playing the Champions Tour?
I do, and I see him really fitting in out here. In terms of the people that he grew up probably idolizing and watching him just a few years ahead of him, maybe helped him when he got out on the tour. I see that when guys who come out here still competitive on the PGA Tour see how enjoyable and how fun it is, it becomes a competition for the sake of the competition and get your juices flowing instead of a grind and a not exactly a money grab, though the sponsorship dollars are so much bigger out on the PGA Tour.
Mm-hmm.
It becomes a question of, okay, what's more important here? Maybe adding another win to your resume or enjoying life from 50 to 60 and getting to enjoy it with your family and friends and still compete and show the excellence of golf. That's the Champions Tour and what it's all about from my perspective.
That's awesome. Dave Marr III, it's really good talking to you. Dave Marr is on Golf Channel, play-by-play host and tower reporter, and he is the host of the Champions Tour Learning Center. You need to find that on Golf Channel. Dave, thanks so much. I really appreciate your time. I hope you'll be on again.
Anytime, Danielle. Love the island. Love your show.
Thank you very much. We're going to be back right after this with Ron Cyrak. He's checking in from the Humana Challenge, where Gary Player, who is one of the awardees of the Dave Marr Memorial Award, and Gene Sarazen, Jack Nicklaus, Judy Rankin, Gary Player, who's also at the Humana Challenge, a big part of what's going on in Palm Springs. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to the Golf Club.
Hoipu Bay on Kauai's South Shore. Come share our home where the Grand Slam was played. Robert Trent Jones Jr. saw the mountains and felt the sea. Sure, great vistas and greens most people only dream of. Take the day off or do business with a bunch of your best customers. Come join the fun and the aloha at Poipu Bay. Call us for your tee time, where great golf is played every day at Poipu Bay.
An ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. Call Star Protection Agency for your office building, shopping center, or construction site. Let Star Protection take care 24/7. They know what to do to protect your assets, or join the Star team. Need a threat and risk assessment for your business? Call 532-3911. 532-3911. Star Protection Agency, across Hawaii since 1991. Get Star Protection.
It's the Golf Club. Visit our website at www.radiogolfclub.com. You can hear previous archived shows. Just hit the listen button and pick the show you want to hear. Email Danielle with your thoughts and requests. Contact us about advertising and check out our sponsor links. That's www.radiogolfclub.com. Now, back to Danielle Tucker on the Golf Club.
And we're back in the clubhouse, and coming in right now is Ron Cyrak, the executive editor of Golf World and senior writer for Golf Digest and author of the Vision 54 trilogy. Welcome. He's at the Humana Challenge. Ron Cyrak.
Hello, Danielle. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. A pleasure hearing your voice again. So many great players. I mean, I have, I've just been watching these 63s and 63s. I mean, what is it going to take to win this event? Another couple of 63s?
Yeah, you know, it's funny. Patrick Reed, who's 36-hole leader, who opened 63-63, made a great point. You know, he's sort of Mr. Monday qualifier. He Monday qualifies six times for PGA Tour events, and he said that's the attitude you have to have here, is you have to play each, because you're playing three different courses the first 3 days, and you play each round as a one-day tournament and just go out and try to shoot the lowest number you possibly can, just like you do in a Monday qualifier.
So that's what he was saying. I think what you meant is, like, everybody has to play the first three courses. And so you really don't know where you stand in the field until every competitor has played each course. And then you finally, all of you, the professionals, are playing on the Arnold Palmer course the last day. And that's when the tournament begins?
Yeah, sort of. And oh, by the way, Patrick Reed just started today with a birdie on the first hole. So he's now got a three-stroke lead.
Can we just take a listen to what he said? I think he talks about the importance of confidence in this cut I have from him. Shooting another 63, which most people would go, huh, 63, 63, you think you can get another 63? And knowing that you could have done better, that's what blew my mind when he says, I could have done better.
Yeah, he said he could have been three strokes lower on Thursday. Yeah.
Exactly. Let's take a listen to what he says.
You know, I mean, the main thing was yesterday, I didn't really get off to a hot start with the driver. And, you know, to start off the day with hitting a perfect drive on the first and second hole out there, because they're very narrow and hit the middle of fairways, you know, just gave me a little bit extra confidence in that club. So I was able to kind of attack and be a little bit more aggressive off tees. And, you know, whenever you start with hitting a soft sand wedge to 4 feet, I think, on the first, tap and birdie, you know, I mean, it's just one of those things that you just carried that momentum straight through. And, you know, it was a 63 today, but that back nine, I had two pars on the par fives that I was in the middle of fairway, perfect position. I had 4-iron in one hand and 3-iron in the other and walked off with 2 fives. And then also had a pitching wedge from the middle of fairway on the second hole, which was my only bogey at the tournament so far. You know, it was a yard short of where it needed to be. So, you know, there's things I can build on to, for sure, you know, play a little better and go lower. But at the same time, I mean, the way I'm playing right now is, you know, I'm very pleased.
Yeah, I can go lower.
You know, the other thing that hits you about him is he's just a very grounded young man. You know, it just seems like he's none of this is going to his head. None of this is overwhelming him. He's just totally has his feet on the ground.
His wife, wasn't she his caddy for most of the time until becoming pregnant?
Yeah, she when he won the his only PGA Tour win, he won the Wyndham Championship last year, and she was on the bag, you know, and but she's going to give birth in around Memorial Day, so she's not lugging that 50-pound bag around this week.
Good, because
you know, he also says his favorite quote is a quote from her, which is nervousness is telling you that you're prepared. You know, and that's a great thought.
That is a good thought for whatever you're doing for the start of my show.
Yeah.
I'm always nervous. So let's go back to the genesis. This is the Bob Hope Classic for so many years, brought together all the celebrities and the professionals and had a grand time. And then it kind of waned when Bob Hope died, who lived to be 100 and walked every day of his life, 2 miles at least, no matter where he was. Dolores made him get out. Well, no, actually, she said, don't go out, honey. It's really dangerous out there. And he said, I'll be fine. So he kept walking. Now, Humana and the PGA Tour came together to create the Humana Challenge. It's fitness oriented. Can you tell us about the genesis of this?
Yeah, they were going to lose the Bob Hope Tournament. The sponsor was gone, and Commissioner Tim Fincham was looking around to try to figure out a way to save the tournament that has a long, rich history that you just detailed there. Some of the greats in the game, Palmer, Nicklaus have won here, Johnny Miller. So they wanted to keep the tournament. Well, President Bill Clinton's foundation, Clinton and Tim Fincham have a relationship that goes back to when Tim Fincham was an economist in the Jimmy Carter administration, and Clinton was might have been governor or assistant governor in Arkansas at that time. So they've known each other for a very, very long time. Fincham reached out to President Clinton and said, your foundation deals with a lot of health issues. Why don't you partner with Humana and let's get this tournament done? And they did, and they've totally changed it. Look, first thing they did is they changed the format. It used to be a 5-day tournament. They cut it to 4 days. It used to be that it was one pro playing with 3 amateurs. Now they cut it down to where it's 2 pros and 2 amateurs in the group. All that makes it more player-friendly for the players. But they changed the message of it. You know, in the old days, the celebrity days, people were playing virtually with a cocktail in one hand and a cigarette in the other hand, you know, and now it's all about how do we change lifestyles so that we can get away from those epidemic diseases that are on our horizon that are all preventable, heart disease and diabetes and some cancers, and it's a big education group.
It's huge. And when I was there in 2012, there was the health fair going on and a tournament going on, and I didn't feel it. It was wonderful. Don't get me wrong. Being a part of and seeing President Clinton and the health conference that he held and the people that he brought together and bringing out how destructive diabetes is and onset diabetes in 12-year-old children. And, of course, Pacific Islanders they suffer terribly with diets that are so bad for them because it's not part of their indigenous lifestyle. That was fabulous, but it didn't feel like it was a cohesive. I didn't feel like the players were really buying into that, even though they're very healthy people. They weren't really participating. Has this merged more?
It's merging slowly, and I think that's one of the reasons that both Humana and the Clinton Foundation signed an 8-year deal with the PGA Tour. To their great, great credit, they knew they weren't going to turn this ship around overnight, but it was going to take a while. Fields have gotten stronger. There's no question about it. The year before this became the Humana Tournament, the highest-ranked player in the field was Matt Kuchar, who was then number 36 in the world. And this year they got Zach Johnson here, who's probably the hottest player around right now, mm-hmm. and Ricky Fowler. And you know, they're getting a better field. They're still up against tough competition from the Middle East. You know, there's a lot of big names in Abu Dhabi this week. They're up against the appearance fee money that happens over there. They're squeezed around the World Golf Championship events. There's 2 early in the year, the match play and then Doral. And so guys got to take a week off somewhere. But I think the players are buying into the tournament better. And to President Clinton's great credit, he's more than a figurehead. He works very hard. Yesterday he went out for the second day in a row. He went out on the practice range and he walked the entire end of the range, talked to every player, every caddy, every coach, just trying to make them feel special about being here so that word of mouth might bring other players back.
That's fact. He's amazing. He's an amazing, embracing human being. He makes you feel like you're the most important person on the planet when he's talking with you. And he's so intelligent and smart, and at the same time, down to earth.
Two of the most amazing. I mean, you know, having Bill Clinton and Gary Player both here this week, you're seeing two of the people who have seemingly no limit to their energy supply. They're both phenomenal, and they're phenomenal at connecting with people, which I think is part of what keeps both of them young.
Ron Cyrak is the executive editor of Golf World and the senior writer of Golf Digest, and we're talking with him. He's at the Humana Challenge. And Gary Player, you can follow Ron at Ron Cyrak on Twitter, and he sends out pictures. And one of the pictures, speaking of Gary Player, was that practice drive and then the opening drive for the Humana Challenge. What a physical man. I mean, an athlete at how old, 78?
He's 78, and you know, he hit the ceremonial tee shot at 8 o'clock on Thursday morning. So about 7:15, I'm wandering, and I said, well, I'll walk up and see if I can get a good spot to stand to watch this. And so I'm walking up, I look out, and there's one person on the practice bench, and it's Gary Player, and he's warming up to get shot. So I went out there, and his warm-up routine is incredibly elaborate. He's got this very, very heavy, overweighted golf club with a bunch of weight up on the hosel, and he does these slow sort of Tai Chi swings with it to stretch his muscles, and he starts saying, he says, oh, you know, you see, when people get older, their swings get shorter, you know, and that's because they don't work on their elasticity. And so what he was doing with this weight was working on his shoulder turn, so that he would get the club back up into that full position. And then he says, you know, sir, putting in a lot of work to get one shot today, huh? But then he went up on that first tee, and the ceremonial, the opening tee shot carried about 250. That's a 78-year-old guy.
It was amazing. I could feel it in the photograph you took, which was excellent. And then, of course, you tweeted it. So it's at Ron Cyrak. You really get a sense of what is happening at the tournament, not only reading his columns at golfdigest.com, but also seeing the tweets, and it just brings you right into it. Mr. Player said that he called this the most important event on the tour because it's changing lives, making people more healthy. You don't have to go to the gym. You don't have to go on a diet. You just walk. And I was thinking Ron Cyrak probably has a pedometer on right now, and it's probably pretty a high count. Have you been keeping track?
I have been keeping track. It's the number's not as good as I would like, but it is motivation. You know, Gary, you gotta remember, Gary is a guy who brought fitness to the game 50 years ago, and people laughed at him. People made fun of him. Other players who told him he was going to become muscle bound, but somehow, without the help really of trainers and stuff, he figured out how to get stronger, but without losing his elasticity. And his just intuitive wisdom about it. You know, one of the points that he makes is never go to sleep on a full stomach. You know, don't eat right before bed. And then everything else that he does is, you know, he makes it simple. Eat less, exercise more.
Yeah, he is. He's a wonderful person. I would like to see the players, like Ricky Fowler, talk about what they do to stay fit. Not, you know, we don't have to know the secrets, if they've got secrets to divulge, but it would be nice to see clips of how they prepare for their round or what they do in the gym, just to sort of add to the Humana Challenge message. And speaking of Ricky Fowler, transition here, with Butch Harmon, Ricky has recommitted, I think that's an interesting word, recommitted himself to his game. He won, and this is where I'm confused, Ron. He said that he wasn't going to change his swing under Butch Harmon, that he was just going to try to make it more consistent. At least that was the first message I heard. The second message, I was watching something on Morning Drive or Golf Channel, and they said his swing looks completely different. What's your impression?
It's different in the sense that he's trying to slow down the takeaway a little bit, and he's trying to shorten it just a wee bit. But basically, he doesn't want to lose the essence of the swing. What they're looking for is a swing that is more repeatable, particularly repeatable under pressure. And you know, I thought the money quote from Ricky is, well, there were two money quotes from him. One is, I don't want to be known as a guy who's won only once on tour, and he's won only once on tour. Now, he's only 25 years old. And secondly, he says, I want to be known for more than just my clothing. And, you know, that's, he's done a great job of establishing a brand for himself, a brilliant job of establishing a brand for himself. Right now, he wants his performance to live up to all the rest of the stuff around it.
I love it. You know, who wants to be a one-shot wonder, right? I mean, I totally understand why he's looking for new direction, because obviously as a collegiate player, he was going to be at the top of the leaderboard and win over and over again. If you listen to the pundits, you know, that was his future. And it just doesn't always play out that way. Now for Rory McIlroy, he's another one of the young guns. We expected him to be always at the top of the leaderboard and the world number one and challenging Tiger and being that person that would contend. And wow, he plummets down, doesn't have a very good 2013. You've been to Abu Dhabi, right?
I have, yes.
What? Now, they're playing in Abu Dhabi. Rory McIlroy, well, there's Phil Mickelson. Phil Mickelson blows everybody away. He shoots a 63, I think. Speaking of, 63 seems to be the number this week. Shoots a 63. He's back in contention. Shoots up the leaderboard. And Rory McIlroy does the same. But then there's something, a rules violation. Something about his foot being on where the spectators cross over. Tell us what happened.
Yeah, he was on a spectator crosswalk. And, well, you get a drop on the spectator crosswalk. Except when he took the drop to what he thought was his nearest point of relief, when then he played the shot, his foot was on the line of the defined the crosswalk. So you're supposed to take complete relief. You know, it's like from a card tap. You take relief from a card tap, you then can't stand on the card tap when you get the shot. You gotta have complete total relief away from it. Now, to me, the interesting thing about all this, that I wonder what the implications might be down the road, it was his playing partner's caddy, apparently the person who called him on it. And after Rory finished the round, and this is a great thing, the European Tour did this exactly right before he signed his scorecard, and it could have become a disqualifiable event. They took him back out to number two. They talked all about it, and they decided it was a two-stroke penalty. But it's one of those things where I think with Rory, like with Tiger at the Masters last year, it was a brain cramp. You know, he took relief and wasn't aware that he was not taking complete full relief.
Some people said, you know, like, okay, wait a minute. He already took relief. Why? It's interesting. That's part of the rules where Rory said, I don't have time to keep up with the rules. And I'm like, wait a minute. This is your job? Isn't keeping up with the rules part of his job, or is it the caddy's job?
I think it's both of their jobs, but I do think sometimes, you know, Annika Sorenstam and I think Dottie Pepple are the only players I've known who've actually gone to USGA rules school. And I think it would behoove a lot of players to if not go to rules school, and rules school is like 3 days, so it's a big commitment, but if not go to rules school, at least take some sort of crash course on the rules. And I do think it's important for the caddies to be even more versed, because they're probably the person who's going to be most emotionally under control at the time. Like Tiger at the Masters last year on 15 on Friday, when his ball hit the flag stick and went in the water, he had a brain cramp and he had three options for what to do. He took two of the options and combined them into one option. And that's just being discombobulated because you've gotten a really bad break on what was a good shot. That might be a time when maybe your caddy needs to step in and say, hey, boss, I don't think you can do this.
Hey, boss, I like that. It's always fun talking with you. Ron Cyrek, executive editor, Golf World, senior writer, Golf Digest. Are you off to the Bahamas?
I am. The LPGA starts their season next week in the Bahamas. And famously, that was a tournament last year played the third week in May, and it got shortened to 3 12-hole rounds because essentially the course flooded. But I've been checking. I've been going on my weather app every day, and it's 82 and sunny there. So I'm looking forward to going.
I'm looking.
Not quite as good as going to Hawaii, but it's the second best trip.
Oh, well, we hope you come out again. That would be fabulous. That would be absolutely fabulous. I remember meeting you over at the Hyundai Tournament of Champions. You were in the media center, and I got to meet you for the first time. It was great. Thanks so much for being on the show. I look forward to talking to you again.
Always a pleasure, Danielle. Thanks for having me.
Thank you. Ann Miller is retiring, and we're going to talk to her next. She has been writing for, oh gosh, I probably shouldn't say for how long, but she's with the Star Advertiser, and she's at Hualalai. My name's Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
Why wait to drive the Acura ILX? Why wait to experience design with purpose? An exterior so unique, you have to see it to believe it. Why wait to grab life by the wheel when you can do it now with paddle shifters in the Acura ILX? Why wait another 25 years to get what you want? The 2014 Acura ILX. Don't wait. Have a quarter-life crisis.
The 2014 ILX. Visit your local Acura dealer today.
The Acura RDX is incredibly spacious, with over 38 inches of rear legroom and over 76 cubic feet of cargo space. With leather-trimmed seating surfaces, the RDX interior was named one of Ward's 10 Best. The 2014 Acura RDX. Create your own space in the world. Acura reminds you to properly secure items stored in cargo area.
The 2014 RDX. Visit your local Acura dealer today.
In the security business, trust is earned over time.
That's why Star Protection Agency has grown to be the largest locally owned security company in Hawaii. We've earned a reputation as a common sense, highly responsive, cutting-edge security provider. Our clients know that we're watching out for them. We know that our fast response is what makes us a star performer.
And we'd like to thank our clients for their trust over the past 20 years.
Trust your security to the Star. Star Protection Agency.
Yeah, a mongoose stole my ball. What's the rule on that?
Let's get back into the clubhouse with Danielle Tucker.
A magnificent day in Hawaii. Okay, so the winds are variable, but it's still, the sky is gorgeous. It's a perfect day to play a round of golf. And if you happen to be on Maui, there's the 1025 at Wailea, and there's that's the gold course, and there's a 956 at the Emerald course. The Makaha East on Oahu has an 1145. Hawaiian Tells playing today. May you all hit the sweet spot every time. And speaking of playing, I love clubs that go out and play on a regular basis. Makalei always has Kalepahui, you're going out, and Club 71, and may you all hit the sweet spot every time. Now, we have one of the sweetest ladies in the world who is joining us, Ann Miller, Star Advertiser, Sports Desk Reporter, golf, tennis, and volleyball. She's a San Francisco State University graduate, and she's been working in Honolulu for so long. When it was announced that Ann Miller was retiring at the Stan Sheriff Center, where she was covering a volleyball game, all 6,000 people got up and gave her a standing ovation. I get chicken skin just thinking about it. Welcome to the show, Ann Miller.
Thank you. How are you doing?
I'm doing good. You know, we talk about retiring today. It's just chapter three. Chapter one is learning. Chapter two is jobs. Chapter three is retiring and doing what you want to do.
As little as possible.
I heard a rumor that I'm not going to say any more than that you're writing a book, unless you'd want to share what you're going to be writing about.
Yeah, Steve Sergi's been wanting to do a book quite a while. It's on his program, and I didn't have time to help him when I was working. But in 2 weeks, that won't be true anymore. So we're going to work on a book for UH Press just about his volleyball program, because there's lots talk about.
Because he's been so successful for so long, what's the magic?
Yeah, because that, I mean, the success is one thing, that the involving, you know, Hawaii kids being an integral part of it is another thing, and his ability to train, and maybe the most striking thing is that it's the only collegiate volleyball program in the country that makes money. Nobody else really even comes close. Even Nebraska now in its new arena, nobody even can conceptualize making money. It's So he's been doing it ever since he got in the San Sheriff Center. So.
And that's miraculous for UH sports. And,
can you imagine how much in the hole they'd be?
And you'd think that a USC or UCLA or any of those, you know, warm weather places with the beach, that they would have a tremendous program. So I can see where this will be extremely valuable, a wonderful tool for people and a great read for us to get a little bit of a more insight into Dave Shoji's thinking. A wonderful person. That's a great project. Can I ask you a couple of questions about your career before we talk about Hualalai?
You asked about my age, so yeah, go ahead.
We're not going there. We've been working for about the same length of time in our chosen field, so we're going to live forever. Is there a favorite memory that you have covering the game of golf?
My favorite memory is that it ends in the daytime, and I don't have nearly the deadline problems that I have with every other sport. But one specific...
Is there a place you got to go to that, you know, you got to play golf and cover golf was kind of what I was thinking. Was there some place they sent you where you got to experience the exquisite...
104.7.
Like the fantastic, what is it called, Four Seasons? You know what I mean?
I did stay there with a friend one time. That was pretty spectacular. Kapalua, you can't really beat that. We used to stay on property, and the press is allowed to play on the plantation on Monday. They don't make any changes from Sunday, so all the pins are still in terrible places, and they don't cut the rough, and it was a little frustrating for somebody that plays the way I do, but you can't. It's kind of hard to distinguish between some of the resorts here because they're all so nice.
Yeah, it's true. I mean, being at Kapalua, though, and playing the plantation course, I just walked a few holes, and it is an amazing course. It's just spectacular. I was just looking at Ben Crenshaw. He was over to take a look at Kapalua, right? And now he's over at Hualalai playing on the Champions Tour, and he's playing by himself. Do they have a marker with him?
Yeah, usually they'll get somebody, like an assistant pro or somebody to play with them. Or, I mean, usually the golfers request it. But sometimes they just want to see how fast they can go. I remember one guy finishing in like a little over 2 hours once.
You've covered Michelle Wee from the beginning of her career and followed her. Did you go to the Kraft Nabisco when she played?
That was when you asked me. I mean, I've never played any of those courses, but being able to be out on that, the Dinosaur course in Palm Springs, and then I followed Cab once, and I was up at a course in Reno, and it's just so much nicer to be able to just actually follow one person and walk the whole course, and it's just a much nicer way to cover golf. But being in the media room most of the time is not nearly as beautiful.
No, and people don't understand, you know, the really beautiful media room that is Wailea Country Club, because there's all the windows, if they're open, you know, the blinds are up, just being able to see that ocean. The media center at Kapalua, the beauty of that room is that you get to walk up the embankment that comes up, and then when you come out, it's like, oh my God, it's absolutely spectacular out here.
Yeah, you don't want to get buried down there very long.
No, so I do understand. Most people don't understand that covering golf doesn't mean you get to walk the course the whole time, because you've got to, and when you're doing it, you just aren't assigned to one person. It must have been wonderful being assigned to Michelle and just be able to cover her. What are your impressions of how she's doing now compared to, let's say, a couple years ago?
Well, I don't have as many worries about her putting. Her putting is a bunch better, like, as awful as it looks, and she insists it doesn't hurt, so I guess it's good. I guess everything's good.
That's what I was thinking, you know? And she talked about it. If anything, it's hard on the thighs. It's not her back that hurts. So I thought, well, then... who cares what it looks like if it works for you?
Yeah, her putting is tons better, and I think it's funny that, you know, she's trying to make herself little. I mean, that's the whole point behind this, is to make herself small, 5 feet tall, because she thought all the 5 foot golfers had an advantage over her when they were putting. So, you know, I don't putt very well, so maybe, I don't think there's much to that, but the rest of her game is, I think it's still pretty inconsistent, and there's no reason she shouldn't be in contention. So, I'm not quite sure if she, I think she probably needs to make some changes, not maybe necessarily in her game, dramatic ones, but just, I don't know, there's some focus things going on that are not working.
Yeah, that I felt that too. Like, it's really hard to put your finger on, but maybe fun, you know, instead of analytical, turn it into something that's more just play for feel.
Yeah, like she used to. That was, I mean, when she played with Casey Nakama, she just went up and hit the ball and just let it rip. And that first time at Wailea, she couldn't have played any better than that at that stage of her life. And it was just a joy to watch.
Truly, truly a joy to watch. That's what I always thought. And she could putt just fine.
I mean, everything she looked at that week.
So at Hawalawai, we've got a fabulous leaderboard. This is, of course, the Champions Tour season opener. 41 players are there. I think it's, if you've won a major in the last 5 years, you get to be there. And if you've won an event in the last two.
Yeah, there was a guy that was in there yesterday that doesn't even, I think he finished last on the list to keep his card for next year, but he's just in for another 3 years because he won a major 2 years ago.
That's nice.
I'm actually not be eligible for the tour, I'd be eligible for this.
Yeah, you never know. If you win, you'll be right back up. Is there someone you're keeping your eye on most closely?
Well, after, I guess I had talked to Rocco Mediate before yesterday, but he's just so easy to interview. Selfishly, I would like to see him do well because he's just hysterical. He's so funny to talk to, and you basically don't have to ask any questions. But he sat in a chair and talked to us, and he could barely get out of the chair. So there's definitely something wrong with his hip. So I'm not sure how long it's going to last here.
Wow. He's getting married, too, isn't he?
He's married on Monday. I don't think he wants to be carried out there. So.
No. Not a good way to present yourself to your bride.
No.
Hi, honey. I can't move.
That is like Kapalua.
He could
never make that course.
Oh, boy. I'm telling you. But it's a gorgeous course. Jack Nicklaus designed one of those. What is up with that 12th green? I mean, is there a bunker, seriously, in the middle of the green?
Yeah. Wouldn't you be upset if you hit a really good shot in the middle of that green and
Was
up in a bunker? I don't understand that at all. I think that's just wrong.
It is just wrong.
Do whatever you want, and you know who's going to argue.
What's weird about it? It kind of makes four little itty bitty greens out of a big green. And
yeah,
it's pretty stunning. Have you played the course?
No, there's probably opportunities, but you know they don't open that to the public, and just, I don't really want to play a course that I can't play on my own.
Yeah. If you liked it a lot and couldn't go back, it'd be a bummer.
Yeah.
There's somebody on the line who wants to say hi before, and he's over there on the Big Island, and you know, it's a Big Island, Hawaii, and probably, you probably won't cross paths even though you're on the same side. But you've known this gentleman for a long time because he was at Kapalua for 22 years.
Marty Kiter?
Yeah. let's bring Marty Kiter into the clubhouse. Good morning, Marty.
Good morning, Danielle and Ann Miller. And I heard you talking about Kapalua and getting to play the courses. And my memories of Ann Miller were always making sure that she and Bill Kwong get out to play golf. We'd get them rental sets, and they'd get out of the press room and either go play the Bay or Village. And I hear you're retiring, Ann, and you've been a huge part of golf in you know, Hawaii, and I know we're going to miss you, but I'll look forward to reading your book.
Yeah, well, you won't miss me as much. The golfers won't, because we're going to try and keep the golf page up. I'm going to do some freelancing and maybe cover some events, too. So I might still bother you, Marty.
Hey.
Well, I look forward to that, Ann, and it's great listening to you.
And it's, and you know, that means that I get to bother you, Ann, and ask you to be on the show again.
I can see that coming.
Thanks so much for being on the show with us this morning.
Oh, Okay, take care.
You too.
Keep myself out of trouble.
We'll talk to you soon.
Okay, bye-bye.
Aloha. We'll be back after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. Oh, Marty Kiter. Yeah. You know that Marty's been from Hawaii to Montana to Cairo and back to Hawaii. My name is Danielle Tucker. We'll explain right after this. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
It was our office manager's birthday, and she loves golf. So we decided to get together for golf at Poipu Bay, and we invited a bunch of our customers. It turned into a party. The clubhouse restaurant made a fabulous lunch. The customers had a great time and met the people they give orders to. They were golf buddies long before the 19th hole. Golf at Poipu Bay. Family, friends, business, and fun at Poipu Bay Golf Course on Kauai's South Shore. Spectacular. Call 742-8711 and book your tee time, get together, or event at Poipu Bay. That's 742-8711. Poipu Bay Golf Course, Kauai's South Shore Gem.
Ring in the new year at the Sheraton Maui Resort and Spa. Located on Ka'anapali Beach at the foot of legendary Black Rock, this sprawling resort welcomes travelers to a world of relaxation and discovery. Every guest room is newly renovated and comfortably appointed with breathtaking views of the Pacific Ocean, lush gardens, or lava rock waterways. And at sunset, catch the breathtaking plunge during the Black Rock cliff diving ceremony. To rediscover the legend of Ka'anapali, call 808-921-4646 and book your reservation today.
Wow, what a beautiful day. Let's go back in the clubhouse and listen to Danielle Tucker.
And welcome back. Marty Kiter, PGA Director of Golf, Kohana Iki Golf and Ocean Club on the Kona coast of the Big Island. Welcome to the show again.
It's great to be here, Danielle. It's been a while since we've talked, but I've often listened to the show.
You know, I thank you very much. I really appreciate that. I'm glad to hear. now, I know when you left Kapalua, it was after 22 years in 07, and you went to Kohana Iki. Now this is where this is where my mind got blown. I was told there's a brand new resort. It's called, with golf course. It's called Kohana Iki, and it's on the Big Island, you know, Hawaii, and it's on the Kona side. I went, cool. And it's Marty Kiter. I know Marty. Marty, and he's back from, I thought, Montana. You first of all, Kohana Iki started in 08, I guess, and you weren't in Montana most of the time. You were in Cairo, Egypt?
Well, I left Kapalua in 2007 and then went up to Montana to be with my daughter. And I came back in December of 2007, and Joe Root was our president of the company. And you remember Joe from Mauna Kea and Waikoloa, and we were getting ready to start Kohana Iki, and started in 2007, and then in October of 2008, when the recession hit, we ended up closing down, and I needed a job, and I got an offer to go to Cairo, Egypt. So my wife, Lynn, and I ended up going to Cairo in 2010, in July, and it was a fabulous Jack Nicklaus design golf course, and we were there for 8 months, and everything was going great. And then we had the Arab Spring, and the revolution hit in January of 2011. And it was quite interesting, but we were there until March. The golf course has still never opened. And I don't know if it will ever open, because golf is all predicated on tourism in Egypt. And right now there's not a lot of people going there. But it was a great experience. We had a wonderful time. I always knew I wanted to get back to Kohana Iki. We just didn't know when it would open, and ended up 2011 joining the maintenance team at Kohana Iki for a year, which gave me an opportunity to work under Brian Tanner, who's an amazing agronomist and superintendent, and got to understand the course for a year. And then in November of 2012, assumed my director golf role. And then we opened April 1, and it's been full steam ahead since. It's a fabulous golf course. Reese Jones designed it, and everyone that's coming and playing it is enjoying it. We have members now, and, you know, it's a fabulous private community, and I'm pretty sure this is my last job, and it's going to be my best job.
You said the favorite thing about Kohana Iki is that you get a lot of wows. And I tweeted about Kohana Iki and that you were going to be on the show, and I included a picture. And you know what the response was? Somebody retweeted it, the whole thing, with, at the beginning, wow.
It is amazing. You know, not only the golf course, but, you know, we have a fabulous beach club, an amazing adventure team, and, you know, we have tennis, we have an organic farm. But, you know, speaking of the golf course, Reese Jones, who has become a good friend to all of us at Kohana Iki, you know, this might be the best course he's ever designed. And I heard you talking about Ben Crenshaw. And, you know, I worked at Kapalua with Ben and when he built the plantation course. And he came down a few days ago, and we just drove around Kohana Iki. Ben has a huge passion, you know, for golf course architecture. And he's one of the greatest gentlemen in golf. But he definitely enjoyed the tour, thought the golf course looked great. To have six holes along the ocean like we do, is pretty amazing. And how they were able to figure this all out, our restaurant, our beach bar, everything is within, you know, 20 a stone's throw to the ocean. And when I do say there's a lot of wows, it's the favorite part of my job, because we're at the beginning stage of this community and golf, and we're bringing a lot of people in, and I get to tour them around, I get to play with them. And it's, you know, I thought when I said that, it wasn't a great quote, but I do get a lot of wows, and that's the favorite part of my job now.
Yeah. We are KGU-FM Honolulu. We are KONI-FM Maui. KTUH-FM Kauai. KPUA-AM Hilo. There are so many things to do at Kohana Iki: the surfing lessons, the canoe, the stand-up paddling, the snorkeling, the scuba, the swimming instruction, community bicycling, private sport fishing. Of course, Kona's got the premier deep water fishing, marlin, and all that. It's just amazing being on the Kona coast. I was looking at, speaking of wows, the wow factor, the sales. I just am amazed at how much money is coming into the islands through the sales of some of the $4,268,000 in cash. People are buying a lot of real estate using cash these days, and it's spectacular, and everyone is doing a fabulous job. Now let's go back to the design of that Reese Jones originally did in 08. Did you use the coral crushing machines that were, I think, developed 50 years ago to do Mauna Kea?
Yeah, I mean, they had to get through some of the law in a lot of the areas. And, you know, when Reese was designing our course, he was also doing the redo at Mauna Kea for his father. And but he spent a tremendous amount of time with us at Kohana Iki. And, yeah, it wasn't an easy process. And, you know, the first 11 holes are on the interior of our project, and then the six ocean holes. What was amazing, what he did there was he basically just let nature dictate what he did. And we have over 200 Angkoron ponds on our at Kohana Iki, and he tied those into the design of the golf course. The 14th hole is surrounded by these beautiful Angkoron ponds, and you know, in the old days, they used these ponds. There's a lot of shrimp in there, and the fishermen used those, you know, to help them, you know, catch mm-hmm. what they needed to catch.
Right.
And they're the most magnificent natural water hazards I've ever seen. I mean, we all know the great holes across Mauna Kea, the third hole, and even Kapalua and Mauna Lani all have wonderful ocean holes. But this ponds that he, you know, didn't create, he just utilized. It's an amazing design work. And what Reese talked about in some of his quotes was that when people are out playing Kohana Iki, they're there for the journey also to look around and see what's about, because we're so close to pine trees, which is a great surfing spot. We have all these Angkoron ponds. And even if you're hitting some bad shots, the beauty is unbelievable, things that I've never seen on a golf course. We also have two amazing comfort stations that we do get wows about. And like I said earlier, you know, we've developed a great staff. And the amazing thing about Kohanaiki, back in 2008 on that October day when we all were told that we were going to, you know, close down for the near future, you know, led by Joe Root and our general manager, George Pernuse, and we all came back four years later. And, you know, in the old days, that would have never happened. Everybody would have gone and moved on, but we all knew that Kohanaiki was going to be a special place. And back when we all regrouped in 2012, everyone came back except my head professional, who ended up, you know, on the mainland. And then Patrick Clary, who worked for us at Kapalua, came and is now my head pro. But we all knew it was going to be special. And everybody was so excited when we heard that we were going to, you know, get it going again. We built a beautiful beach restaurant. Our swim club is amazing. And, you know, it's a beach club that, we have a beachside pool, an Ohana pool, and I'm just loving going to work every day. I'm getting to do it. I enjoy doing it, and it's playing golf and being with people and trying to make people make a decision to, you know, come and be a member of Kohanaiki. And the ones that have come in already are thrilled to be there. And, you know, we have a long way to go, but we've had a great beginning.
I'm so glad to hear. I had Tom Doak was talking with me last week about the changes at Wailea Country Club. And Tom Doak has the same sort of philosophy of Rees Jones about using what is there, the ground. That's why I love their golf courses. There's not a lot of movement. Although, you know, the lava needs to be crushed a bit to make way. But tell us just a little bit about those Aqualin ponds. What are they? Are they brackish water?
Yeah. It's a distinctive feature that we have, and we have over 200 out of them. And these ponds and their inhabitants, which are the red shrimp.
Are those the Hawaiian, they're only here in the indigenous red shrimp?
Well, it's the Opelu, and I may have said that wrong. And it's funny, Mark Rolfing, and I talked to him last night, and he asked, you know, he's doing a lot of fishing off that Hawaiian line. He said he's running out of bait, and although I'm not very good at catching it. But, they've been here, the ponds, and we have a six-man crew that started in 2008 because these ponds were let go, and nobody was taking care of them. And they're such a natural beauty. And now that they've been restored, it's still a six men continue to work on it every day just to keep it natural. They go up and down with the tides. And, you know, like I said, it's a great hazard, but it's also beautiful to look at. And we have many of them throughout the whole property. And even down at the beach club, there's several that you sit and you overlook these beautiful ponds onto the Pacific Ocean.
Yeah, so is Mark Rolfing coming over to play some golf?
Mark has been down on tours before, and we continue to look for ways to maybe get him, you know, do something with Mark. I'm actually coming down to Hawaii today and going to have lunch with him.
Excellent.
We've had several of the seniors come down, and Kirk Triplett came down and played our course. And, you know, we're 2 miles from the airport. We're, you know, maybe 5 or 6 miles from Hualalai. And the more people that we can get to come down and experience, you know, who we are and what we are, they'll become our ambassadors. And, you know, I know Kirk Triplett had a wonderful time. And like I said, Ben, we had a great tour.
Great tour. You have a tennis facility, two tennis courts in the pavilion. It just sounds wonderful. Now, how do we find out about Kohanaiki?
Well, you know, it's a private community, but we also have local play on Mondays.
You do?
Yeah.
Stop.
Yeah,
stop the presses.
Well, but let me finish. It's not as easy as that. we have 12 spots dedicated to local residents with a Hawaii driver's license. And it's the phone number that people would call to get to come in and make a reservation would be 854-2760. And the fee is $275 to play. But the ones that have played have said it's been very well worth it, and they've enjoyed it. And Danielle, we've also done a lot with junior golf already. We've had the kids from Hilo come over. We're going to be hosting a high school event in April. And, you know, Joe Root and George and myself are very big at giving back to the community and especially having access. And, you know, we still have to work with our membership. It's their course. but we also do some fundraisers. We've had Jude Jones fundraiser, and we've done one for Habitat. And but basically, you know, they can get a hold of myself or our real estate team. It's, again, it's about seeing real estate. And Joni Metzler is our head of our sales department, and she's been on the Kohala Coast for over 35 years. And we want people to come in and see who we are.
And sales are strong, right?
Sales are booming. A lot of people are here right now. You know, this is the busiest time of the year. And, you know, we have great private golf courses on the Big Island. The experience of, you know, Hokulea, Nanea, and Kikio, and Hualalai, and Kahanaiki. If you have access to those golf courses, it's amazing. You know, all those years at Kapalua, and I, you know, I had a wonderful job there, and you know, we'd have 200 people a day or 150 playing the plantation course. And, you know, it was a long round for people, a lot of people out there, and I still thought it was fantastic. But coming to these courses and, you know, Kahanaiki, there's not a lot of people out there. And that's one of the bonuses for people that come in and purchase, is that they're going to be able to come out anytime they want. They don't need a tea time. And, you know, we have a staff that's ready for them. And
I got to ask you a question. Is it,
go ahead.
Do you have reciprocal with the other private clubs?
No, not really.
Okay.
You know, again, we're private, but, you know, at this point, we are, want people to come in and see, and, you know, they go through our real estate team, and we do get people out on the golf course.
Excellent. And 12 spots for Hawaii residents with a driver's license, in the number to call is 854-2760. That's only on Mondays, and it's $275.
That's it. You sound like you're working for us, Danielle.
No, I'm working for the community. I want them to know what's going on. And I really thank you for being on the show. It's been a pleasure talking with you.
Well, it's good to talk to you again. And if you do get to the Big Island, give me a call. I'd love to have you out, and we will show you who we are.
I'd love to see it. I mean, Reese Jones is the open doctor. He took care of Brookline, Hazleton, Baltrazol, 7 opens, 8 PGA sites. I mean, he gets called in, and they say, can you fix us up for this event? And he goes and sees it and takes care of the little things like overgrown. You know, the sight lines are so important. Now, you don't have to worry about overgrown sight lines on the Kona Coast, do you?
No, no. you know, and we got to play with, we opened on April 1st, and on March 30th, we played with Reese. And, you know, he's a heck of a golfer himself. And none of us had ever played Kahanaiki, and we were so excited. And he played 36 holes that day. And, you know, he sends us some of his friends out to play, and he's so proud of this place. And we were so glad what he did, and he's become a good friend of all of ours.
And did you folks know that this is Marty Kiter? This is Les Kiter's son, Marty Kiter? Just in case, you know. A lot of people forget, you know, and
well, I appreciate that. And,
God bless Dad.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he was great, and I'm also lucky. My son, Chris, is a golf pro at Nanea, and so I get to be around him a lot, and life is good. And as I say, I'm going out with a big wow, Danielle.
Not soon. This is your last job, but not soon. Okay.
I'm here for 10 years.
Thank you, Marty Kiter, for being on the show. It's good to learn about a new place that is old and new at the same time. Thank you.
All right, Daniel, take care.
You too. Aloha. We're going to be talking with Dan Forsman in just a couple of minutes. He shot an amazing 64 yesterday. What was amazing is only 22 putts. 22 putts on a gorgeous golf course. It's all part of the season-opening Champions Tour, the Mitsubishi Electric Championship at Hualalai. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to the Golf Club.
An ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. Call Star Protection Agency for your office building, shopping center, or construction site. Let Star Protection take care 24/7. They know what to do to protect your assets, or join the Star team.
Need a threat and risk assessment for your business? Call 532-3911. 532-3911. Star Protection Agency, across Hawaii since 1991. Get Star Protection.
You get up, you head out, you approach your Acura RLX. You push start, check surface street traffic with available Acura Link. Feel the Acura RLX's 310 horsepower pin you back. Hug the turns with precision all-wheel steer. You park, hit your desk, get it done. You head home in your 2014 Acura RLX. Your day is anything but routine. 3-year traffic subscription included. See your Acura dealer for system and coverage details.
2014 RLX. Visit your local Acura dealer today.
The beaten path is not for everyone. That's why we designed the new Acura MDX just for you. With Jewel-Eye LED headlights so you can see what others don't. One button access to the third row with one-touch walk-in and available Acura Link surface street traffic. Introducing the new 2014 Acura MDX. Maybe it's called the beaten path because it can be beaten. 3-year traffic subscription included. See your Acura dealer for system and coverage details.
2014 MDX. Visit your local Acura dealer today.
Okay. We're trying to get through to Dan Forsman right now. He's Champions Tour player, of course, at Hualalai, and he's at the top of the leaderboard. We're having some problems, some difficulties getting through. I just wanted to give you an update on Rory McIlroy rules violation, and it's something that we can all learn from. The full explanation from the European Tour chief referee, John Paramore. Rory's ball came to rest in a marked gallery crosswalk to the left of the second fairway from which relief is available under the rules, as if it's a piece of ground under repair. He found what he thought to be his nearest point of relief, where the ball was outside, and when he dropped the ball within a club length, when he actually stood to the ball after dropping it within a club length, his left foot was standing on or just over the line, demarking that ground under repair, which is treated as part of the ground under repair. Now, he was standing on a white mark that showed where the spectators, they were supposed to walk within these two white marks. That's how they get spectators across a course. Now, if you think about it as being a wall, not just a line on the ground, but a wall, it's like, it's you know, you need relief from that spot. But he didn't, when he stood up to the ball, he put his foot on that line. It's like putting the foot on the ball. And so he didn't really take full relief. And either you take relief or you don't take relief. I think that's the best part about it. You can't take partial relief. You have to get your foot off the wall, okay? So get out of that place. He had not taken full relief, you see, and he was in breach of Rule 25-1, the penalty for which is 2 strokes. So there we have it. We had a bit of a problem this morning. And we're still trying to reach Dan Forsman. I think I'm going to have to make a phone call myself, so I'm going to need to take a break real quick. We'll take this break and see if I can't make connection. Thanks so much. We'll be back right after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
You get up, you head out, you approach your Acura RLX. You push start, check surface street traffic with available Acura Link. Feel the Acura RLX's 310 horsepower pin you back. Hug the turns with precision all-wheel steer. You park, hit your desk, get it done. You head home in your 2014 Acura RLX. Your day is anything but routine. 3-year traffic subscription included. See your Acura dealer for system and coverage details.
2014 RLX. Visit your local Acura dealer today.
The beaten path is not for everyone. That's why we designed the new Acura MDX just for you. With Jewel-Eye LED headlights so you can see what others don't. One button access to the third row with one-touch walk-in and available Acura Link surface street traffic. Introducing the new 2014 Acura MDX. Maybe it's called the beaten path because it can be beaten. 3-year traffic subscription included. See your Acura dealer for system and coverage details.
2014 MDX. Visit your local Acura dealer today.
Let's see. 40 yards to the pin, wind in my face. Where's my wedge? I saw this flop shot on TV. Oh, not even close. Now, back to Danielle Tucker.
And welcome back into the clubhouse. All right, we're not able to reach Dan Forsman. It's going to voicemail, unfortunately. But a great round of golf and a beautiful, just a gorgeous weekend. If you go over to Hualalai, if you can get over there, that would be fantastic. And we're just trying to get through. But what I thought that we might be able to share while we're trying to reach Dan is Patrick Reed, who is leading over at Humana. He has won on the PGA Tour. He's an expectant father, whose wife was his caddy until very recently. And what's cute about her is that she's almost as, well, the bag's almost bigger than her. But she was always there, you know, obviously a great team. And right now, Patrick Reed, I think Ron Cyrek was on the show and said that he opened with a birdie. I'm not sure where he stands right now, but it's underway, Humana Challenge. All the players haven't played all the courses yet. That's what happens today. There are three courses to be played. They're finishing up, so all the players will have played each one, and then tomorrow they all play the Arnold Palmer course. And at that point, they've all seen it. They've all played the Arnold Palmer course once, plus the other two. So today, when the cut is made, that's after today. The cut hasn't been made yet. It's kind of unusual, right? All the professionals play on the Arnold Palmer course. There will be none of the amateurs. They play their own. And then this beautifully designed trophy that the Humana Challenge commissioned. So Patrick Reed goes out and shoots 63. I mean, you have a 63, usually you follow that with a 71. I'm sorry. I don't mean to sound so skeptical, but 63 is followed by a really low number, unusual. But so most people say that you can't follow a low number with a low number. Patrick Reed talks about shooting two 63s, and I want you to listen very carefully to how he says, we.
You know, I mean, it's great to have that feeling you can go out and shoot 63, and to actually do it two times in a row, you know, it shows that what we've done during the offseason, what we're doing now is working. And, you know, this golf course is going to give up low numbers, but at the same time, yes, it'll give up low numbers, but actually go out there and do it 2 days in a row, you know, it's tough. And, you know, the good thing is, even though we're playing great, I feel like there's still room for improvement out there while I was playing. Today, I felt like there was three shots out there. Yesterday, I thought there was one or two out there. So, I mean, there's still room for improvement, which makes me feel better, because then I feel like I can step up on the tee tomorrow and feel like, okay, 63 is not out of reach.
That's magnificent. And the thing about the we, there's a team. It's Patrick and his caddy, who is his brother, I think, or is it his wife's brother? Well, it's a team. The we is his physical fitness person. The we is the coach that he works with, whether it's his full swing coach or his short game coach. The we is the collective, what we've been working on. So he acknowledges in the process that it's not just a single effort, even though when he stands up to the tee, he certainly is a single person. Patrick also talked about the importance of confidence, about how when you use your driver, you know, and you're not sure about your driver, but if it works, it sure gives you a whole different feeling after, you know, being successful.
You know, I mean, the main thing was yesterday, I didn't really get off to a hot start with the driver. And, you know, to start off the day with hitting a perfect drive on the first and second hole out there, because they're very narrow and hit the middle of fairways, you know, just gave me a little bit of extra confidence in that club. So I was able to kind of attack and be a little bit more aggressive off tees. And, you know, whenever you start with hitting a soft sand wedge to 4 feet, I think, on the first, tap and birdie, you know, and, I mean, it's just one of those things that you just carried that momentum straight through. And, you know, it was a 63 today, but that back nine, I had two pars on the par fives that I was in the middle of fairway, perfect position. I had 4 iron in one hand and 3 iron in the other and walked off with 2 fives. And then also had a pitching wedge from the middle of fairway on the second hole, which was my only bogey at the tournament so far. You know, it was a yard short of where it needed to be. So, you know, there's things I can build on to, for sure, you know, play a little better and go lower. But at the same time, I mean, the way I'm playing right now is, you know, I'm very pleased.
Yeah, he's doing just fine, you know. For the round today, he's 3 under. He's still at the top of the leaderboard. Charlie Hoffman, He's moving up the leaderboard, as is Brendan Todd. Ryan Palmer, one of the really, really cool people on the tour. You can follow Ryan Palmer on Twitter, too, and he's been on the show. Really nice man. He's moving up the leaderboard. He just moved a little bit down the leaderboard, but it's tight. I mean, 21 under par after three rounds of golf is amazing. The closest person right now, after five holes for Charlie Hoffman, he's 16 under par, as is Brendan Todd. So we've got a lot of golf to play, and you'll be able to watch it today. Some impressive golf is also underway this week at the Sally Women's Amateur Event, Oceanside Country Club in Ormond Beach, Florida. The Sally was Women's South Atlantic Amateur Championship, the longest-running women's event in the United States, dates back to 1926. And some of its past winners, Patty Berg, Babe Zaharias, Christy Kerr, Paula Creamer, Lexi Thompson, and this year 16-year-old Canadian player Brooke Henderson is leading the strong field of players from around the world. They're going into today's final round. Henderson is the sixth-ranked women's amateur in the world. She won the Canadian Women's Amateur last year, you remember, and she also qualified for the U.S. Women's Open last year, finished T59. So she's three under par after the first three rounds in the Sally. And thanks to Dave for giving us all the information. Pops and Sunshine, that's the book you should get if you'd like to read more about the challenges that women go through just trying to get to the LPGA Tour. We take it so for granted. You know, we watch these great players like Paula Creamer, but it's work. And we talked about Michelle Wee earlier with Ann Miller. Michelle Wee, everybody, all these expectations. Part of the problem is that we decide so arbitrarily, you're going to be the best, you're going to be the greatest, you're going to win. And we have all these expectations that you're going to be at the top of the leaderboard. Yes, every time. That doesn't always work out. People have lives, you know. Some of the people are challenged with different things that you don't even know about. And so these expectations that we put on our players and our heroes, sometimes very unrealistic, and we can be so unforgiving when someone makes a sometimes terrible mistake. If you'd like to play a round of golf, it's going to be an absolutely spectacular day. Ko'olina has a 10:30 and a 10:58. Royal Hawaiian Country Club has a 10:30 and an 11:10, and there's a tee time at noon. Olomana has an 11:40. Makaha East has an 11:45. Hawaiian Tell is out to play today, and may you all hit the sweet spot every time. That goes for you at Kalepahui. It's actually Kalepahui playing at Makalei on the Big Island. There's also an 11:48 if you'd like to play. Poipu Bay, one of my favorite courses, and of course one of my sponsors. There's a 9:20, 11:30, and a 12:10. We're going to be talking with Craig Sasada next week. Tiger Woods is playing coming up, and we're looking forward to Tiger Woods. Rory McIlroy moved up the leaderboard and indeed then took a two-shot penalty, so we'll see how he does, how he recovers from that. He just won in Australia. Looking forward to seeing how Rory does in the next few weeks to see if he's going to be a contender. We've got the Masters. Will Tiger Woods win? Will Tiger Woods win a major? Well, I say he's going to win a major. There are three events where he's very comfortable. I certainly hope it's the Masters because it would take the monkey off his back. But I think I'm not really worried about it. Jack Nicklaus didn't win all of his 18 majors until he was in his 40s. And Tiger is in pretty good shape, as long as he doesn't get too strong so that it puts too much pressure on his joints. He's got to watch out. That's all I got to say about that. He's got to watch out. Thank you so much for listening to the Golf Club Radio Show, and I want to thank the people who make this show possible. Acura of Honolulu, get the city-sized luxury of the ILX with a special lease. It starts at just $209 a month. You can take advantage of the special 0.9% APR if you'd like as well. Acura, once again, proves its amazing overall value. This year winning the ALG Award for overall brand value for 2013. There's no safer luxury car, but don't take my word for it. Just go check out the NHTSA ratings on the 2014 Acura line, and you'll get it from the experts. There's never been a better time to drive an Acura. Poipu Bay Golf Course, 18 championship holes. It's stunning. Nature and Robert Trent Jones created a beautiful golf course. And he really worked with nature on this golf course, a unique and unforgettable golf experience. It's Poipu Bay Golf Course. Star Protection for property threat and risk assessment. What does that mean, you say? Well, they go onto your property and they check out where you're vulnerable. They figure out where the threat is to your property. And then they figure out how to protect you from that risk that you've got going on. So get the Star Team on your property. Star Protection, what you need. They're in Hawaii, of course, and also in California. Thank you for your mana. May you hit the sweet spot every time. I'm Danielle Tucker, and this is The Golf Club.
You've been listening to the award-winning Golf Club Radio Show with Danielle Tucker on the Golf Club Network statewide. Tune in next week, and we'll tee it up together only on the Golf Club.
Copyright 2014.